Hello, it's the 31st of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A by-election is now inevitable in mid-Bedfordshire once Parliament returns from recess on the 4th of September and sets the date. Both Liberal Democrats and the Labour Party plan to win the seat from a Conservative Party entrenched in the constituency since 1931, and neither one is backing down. This could present a problem for both parties if the vote is split, allowing the Tory candidate, current PCC Festus Akinbusoy, to retain the seat, despite widespread dissatisfaction with their previous MP. Professor Will Jennings, the Associate Dean of Research and Enterprise at the University of Southampton, agrees, commenting that if there is a split between Labour and Lib Dems, it could save the Conservatives from a defeat, even if they lose 20% of the vote. The koi herpes virus, which increases death in the carp fish species, has been found in Biggleswade at Manor Farm Lakes. While it is not health risk to humans, the condition is being monitored by authorities. A wave of after-hours cash register theft in Leighton Buzzard has continued, with the Raffaella Hair Salon and the Ocean Fish and Chip Shop being targeted over the weekend. The latest rampage began with the Bianco Nero Caf and Cocktail Bar around the 20th of August, but Dino, the owner of the business, believes there have been other previous break-ins. Police suspect three individuals may be responsible and are currently reviewing CCTV footage in an attempt at stopping the burglaries. 44-year-old Nancy from Luton likes to bake custom cakes. She makes donations from her company Motley Bakes to children diagnosed with a terminal illness. To recommend a child for a custom cake donation, email Nancy at motleybakes@hotmail.com. That's it for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.